Hello, friends. This is Ben Burrell here. Hope you're doing all right. I hope all is well in your world. It's been a good time to be a Dylan fan recently, hasn't it? We've had so much good stuff. I don't know about you, but I thought the live streamed gig, if we can call it that, Shadow Kingdom, was excellent. I really, really enjoyed it. Also, we are getting another addition to the bootleg series very soon as well, which is going to be interesting, I think. It's focusing on a part of Dylan's 80s period, which, as we know, wasn't his best quality-wise, but I think was a fascinating period of his career nonetheless. So yeah, good time to be a Dylan fan is what I'm trying to say. The main purpose for me speaking to you on this mini-episode is just to highlight what has been going on the Patreon feed recently. As I'm sure you know, I've banged on about this quite a lot on this podcast. We have a bonus show called Bob Dylan Album by Album Extra on the Patreon feed, where you subscribe, it's £5 a month, and there's an episode every other week. Episodes like the ones you get here, they are scripted with audio inserts, and they're obviously not just focusing on albums. We've done episodes recently having a look at songs like Up to Me and Series of Dreams. Also, I've done a line by line analysis of Love Minor Zero, and there was a line by line analysis on The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll as well. There's interviews on there with people that have played with Dylan, most notably Charlie McCoy and Scarlett Rivera. There's a forthcoming episode all about Dylan's first trip to London and how that had a huge impact on his songwriting at that time, and actually right through for a number of years, to be honest. There's also bonus episodes on there as well that pop up from time to time that are not scripted. They're just me chatting with other Dylan fans, or me doing list shows, doing like worst to best of his 70s albums and stuff like that. So there's loads of content on there at the moment. If you are interested, if you fancy having a listen to some of that, then as I say, it's £5 a month. You can click the link in this episode's description. Come and join us over there. You also get access to the Patreon feed as well that has loads of clips, video and audio clips of Dylan too. And you can also influence the podcast as well. Like, for example, there will be a poll going up there very soon to Patreon subscribers who can vote on what they want the next album to be covered on this, the main podcast. So have a look. The link is in the episode's description. And to whet your appetite even further, here is a little clip of an episode I did taking a look at The Man in the Long Black Coat. It was titled Dylan the Devil and Trauma. On a hugely atmospheric album, this is probably the most atmospheric song. Not only do we have the literal atmosphere on it, but every instrument expands on that cricket's New Orleans starting point. As we've seen before on this podcast, the opening line of the guitar sparkles with intrigue. It's the perfect way to begin the story. This is then only fueled by a wonderful harmonica solo that Dylan delivers. For me, it's one of his best ever. It swirls like smoke under a ton of reverb. It's so atmospheric, it sounds like Ennio Morricone is guesting on the song. In fact, at times, it sounds like he's co-produced it. It's a song that's almost built for the wide screen. The chords have a similar feel. They journey. In some songs, the chord changes result in beauty as the chords fit together perfectly, or they give the song a hair-raising lift as something sweeps through the chord changes. However, on this song, they churn. They loop. They have a format that plods and is repetitive. This isn't like Life on Mars by David Bowie, where something unexpected can occur at any moment in the chords. This is deliberately grinding, as Dylan repeats the same chord progression pretty much throughout. The chords are F sharp minor, A, E, and C sharp minor. As I say, he pretty much sticks with those for the entire song. This grind is aided by the song's 3-4 time. Because of this 3-4 time, it feels like we are stuck. It feels like there's little forward movement. In that extremely subtle drum line, which I can assure you does exist, despite the fact at times it feels like it doesn't, it plods. It pounds, again like the guitar chords, it is relentless. In a more traditional 4-4 type song, your classic rock song say, the drums usually put the emphasis going forward on the second and the fourth beats of the bar, sounding something like this. This creates that forward moving motion. But here, that single repetitive pound is like glue. It's like a sludge sticking us to the same beat. Judging by Dylan's comments on the song, that churning chord structure was a deliberate choice. He rightfully calls them hypnotic. He also says that it leads into what the song is actually about. This is taken from Chronicles. He says, "The lyrics." You can hear that episode in full on the Patreon feed right now, along with 10 hours, over 10 hours of other material as well. You can also import the episodes into your favourite podcasting app too. Click the link in the episode's description. That's pretty much it for this little update episode. The podcast shall return in full very, very soon. Until then, take care of yourself and I'll see you down the road. And as always, may Bob be with you.